بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق اجمعين، بعث الانبياء والمرسلين، والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا ابي القاسم بن مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما فضله يتضلع في الاراضين روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنه الله على اعدائهم اجمعين الى قيام يوم الدين. Tonight is generally known by a good number of the audience here, perhaps by others by a different name, but Shama Khadiwan is the night that the household of Imam al-Hussein, salawatullah wa salamu alayk, Lady Zainab, Imam al-Sajjad, the rest of the women and children went through without their support, without Imam al-Hussein, without their family al-Abbas, without Ali ibn Akbar. At the mercy of people who know no mercy, showed no mercy in Karbala with the men, much less now the defenseless women and children. I don't know. A lot of things that we see in Karbala, there's no logical explanation, even if you were trying to make it a point that you were victors, you won the war. It just doesn't make sense. There's only maximum number of people. If you add all the women and children and men, all those who joined, everything put together, maybe around 200, because they say all the people who joined, the men who joined. Because after Khor, there were also others that joined in different ways. 130 is the highest figure I have seen anywhere. So the original 72 plus those, and then add the women and children, I don't think you're going to get any more than 200, 250 people. On the other side, you have 34,000 people. Some of their behavior, some of the actions just doesn't make sense. The war is over. Why burn the tents? We don't understand, does it? They knew who the Ahlul Bayt were. They did. They knew who Hussein was. They knew who this family was. It wasn't like people didn't know. For anyone who might not have heard, might have been told that somebody else, Imam Hussein, stood up in the morning of Ashura, and now as people heard, they knew. Looting the tents of Hussein, the tents of Ali Muhammad. This is Ali Muhammad, right? The Quran says, مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ أَجَرًا إِلَّا مَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. If I got the wording right. مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Thank you. أَجَرًا إلا المودة في القربة. Clear instances of a qurba were the people that are there in Karbala. It's a difficult night for the Ahlul Bayt. It was a difficult day for the women and children, and a difficult night tonight is for them. I don't know how they went through it. say, try to picture, I don't know if we can have it any darker than this, if the organizers think it's okay. Just cover just some memories of what happened and what they went through this afternoon and this evening. And then I have a couple of verses that I'll share, and from there we'll do the ending, Masala. Most of what we want to hear tonight, inshallah, you're all ready for that. I would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tears and more love, inshallah. Say salawat.
Saw the children needed help.
'cause our boss is not around. Ali al-Akbar is not around. And you see, your aunt Zainab is the one who's chasing after the children, making sure, to the best of her ability, if anyone wants to lay a hand on the children, she goes between them and she receives it. It's not easy for him to watch this, wanting to go unhelped. But Allah has taken his strength away from him. He must be patient. Ruhi falakum. I don't know how Zainab felt. I don't want to speak of the moment that's mentioned in Ziyarat Ahya that the brother recited so very well this morning, this afternoon.
God
gives salam, which is beyond our imagination. The Shuhada of Karbala, the last Romans, they were not in this realm. They saw things that we can't see and we can't describe. If you heard that Ali ibn al-Akbar said to him, shouted to his father, Ala Jaddi, this is my grandfather, he saw the Prophet there. It's not limited to him. He made that announcement because he wanted to, it seems, what others have said, what Imam have said, and it makes sense. Because he had told his dad, Imam al-Hussein, that he was thirsty. He wanted to make sure that, as a son, to make sure that his father doesn't feel bad about that. So he made that call, Hadha Jaddi, this is my grandfather. They see things. Salaam alaykum bima sabartum. God, at that point, for the shuhada, gives them, each shaheed at their own level, and there's various levels of shuhada even, a salam, a greeting, that is far beyond just words being described. There's a certain blessing that's given to that shaheed that their entire existence feels it. It's not just hearing. You hear salam from a person. It's greetings you hear. Perhaps the person is someone you respect, you love, you admire, you feel good about. And if they show you that kindness, that mercy, they give you salam that feels good. But that salam that God gives is on a different level. What's the salam for? It's a salam alaykum bima sabartum. In return for the patience you have, patience. Why don't we follow Imam Hussein? We need to have patience. God will put us through tests so that we can have patience and so that we can say salam alaykum bima sabartum. Whenever you go through these difficulties in life with your child, with your children, with your spouse, with work, with this, with that, and if inshallah God blesses you, start on the path of the Imam for a time and you start facing difficulties for him, not just your personal life, don't think negatively of it. It's a context in which God allows you to display patience in order to give you salam alaykum bima sabartum. Bani Israel were told that God gave them all the blessings, He defeated Fir'aun for them, He gave them all that land, He gave them all those blessings. In return for what? Bima sabartum, or bima sabar. Because of their patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at it in this way, I hope it's understood correctly. Through those mal'uneen, those cursed people in Karbala, God provided a scene, a platform, an opportunity for a level of patience to be displayed that is unprecedented and will not be matched later. So Hussein became Hussein on this day. Hussein is special. Safinatun Najah, Misbah al-Huda, Safinatun Najah. It's a result of a level of patience. You should look at these opportunities when you go through those difficulties. God is training you. God is helping you grow. Don't lose the opportunity by acting impatiently. By getting angry, by getting onto your child, getting onto your spouse. And they are the ones who do that to most. That's the first level of patience. If we go through that, then you become like Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein didn't even show anger towards his enemies. heaven when she would make all the same people that left her, Lady Fomotila prayed for all of them. That's another level of patience. Sabr. Continuing what you need to do, not giving up, not allowing your nafs, your anger, your shahawat, whatever it is, you're feeling lonely, not any of that stopping you from moving forward on all levels. The examples I gave you are these subtle instances of patience. When you look at Imam Hussein, there's a more evident level of patience that we see. And that is none of the obstacles prevented him from moving forward. That's patience. None of the obstacles prevented Imam Zain al-Abidin from moving forward. After all of the troubles and the difficulties on the way, everything they heard, they were belittled. Or at least they tried to, they heard that. They didn't feel that. Allah gave them izzah. It's important to see. After all the difficulties, in that amazing scene where Yazid had set up to celebrate his victory with all the expenses that he had made, bringing all those people, showing it off a golden plate to contain the head of Imam Hussein. And then Imam Hussein, all within the scene, is to stand and speak the way he did. That's patience. Afterwards, continuing with that, that's patience. But we're saying that the level of patience, when you're going through those hardships, their level of patience even includes these subtle instances that you see that shows that their level was way beyond. If we even go through something like that, we'll be angry.
Thank you. Underestimated the lowness of these people.
that's not true. They went for the ring of Imam al-Hussein. La'natullahi alaykum. Rahifadaka ya Rabbillah. Inshallah, it's not true.
Oh,
so she went down and kissed the body.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Gracious.